Good morning and welcome to our worship service here at Grace Bible Church. Even though we are in our homes, we can join together and worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who alone is worthy, on this Palm Sunday. I want to draw your attention in our call to worship this morning to Matthew chapter 21. And I'm going to read the first 11 verses as it gives the account in this passage of our Lord's entry into Jerusalem. And so I hope that you will follow along and listen carefully as we share this passage of Scripture from Matthew 21, verses 1 through 11. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, they sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say unto you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send them. All this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughters of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass. And the disciples went, and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and then followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Here in this passage, we see the entry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into Jerusalem to begin what theologians throughout the years have called the Passion Week of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's very interesting to me that the very minute details are included in all of the Gospels concerning our Lord's entry into Jerusalem. But what is even more startling to me is verse 11. And I want to leave you with this one thought. And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. What did they recognize him as? Well, they had cried out before, He is the highest. He is the Lord. He is the Messiah. And now they say he is the prophet of Nazareth. They willingly accept the fact that this one from Nazareth is more than just the carpenter's son. But do they realize fully that he is the Messiah, the one who has come to deliver them from their sins? Well, it's very clear from what happens over the next few days in the Passion Week of Jesus Christ that they did not see him as the Savior of sinners. Rather, they saw him as someone who was an upstart, who did not follow through with their desires. And so we want to encourage you in this Passion Week to focus your heart and mind upon the Savior, that you and I might know Him, and that we might know the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings.